Well, the threat isn't over for a herd of bison at Myrtle Creek west of Bungawolbin. It was a stressful weekend for the manager of Aranyani Bison Ranch, Jimmy Malecki, who was also trying to save his own property at Bungawolbin.
The fires have been amazing on the Bungawolbin Whippery Road and have saved a lot of homes. And so it went through two nights ago. Thankfully, it was at night, so it was a slower burn. So it just kind of crept through. They just protected my outside sprinklers on most of the buildings on the roof, which they were quite happy about. So my gutters were filled with water the whole time, so that my dam was running, the puppet that my dam was running full time, and I had hoses everywhere. It was just kind of a concerted effort, and I think there was three or four trucks. And so when it got within about 50 meters of the house, they had wet down my lawn, and then they burned the fire back towards itself. I was basically surrounded by it, so that kind of put it out, which really was a terrific effort by them.
There's also been a bit of concern about the bison ranch, and you were asked to, well, suggested that you should evacuate over the weekend?
Yeah, we got the call from the police, that the owner, Damon Wells, got the call to evacuate. We have a lot of cleared area around the ranch. We have a really good fire plan here with sprinklers and paddocks where the bison are, and we bring the cattle in and to a paddock. But if it gets worst case scenario, then we can, there's rotational paddocks that Damon has, and so we can open up the runs and let him go and to avoid the fires. We have sprinklers on all the different types of enclosures that we have that have animals in them, and we fill the gutters with water. We have a fire pump with a dedicated tank. We hose down the teepees, you know. And, yeah, so it's a good fire plan here. And so we've done a bit of rotation. I've been going back and forth from my house with another staff member, getting this fire ready at the bison ranch in my house. And then Damon, the owner, came down with previous manager, Braden Long, and another guy to help relieve us, because, you know, several days of doing all this prep, breathing smoke, starts wearing you down a little bit. And so they came down and relieved us for a couple of days and helped prepare more. And so Damon, you know, basically was liaising with the rural fire service, and they felt that this was a safe place because of how much cleared land there is around any of the dwellings. So we felt pretty safe.
How close did the fire, well, how close is the fire from the property?
There was a spot fire at main camp, so my guess is about 4 kilometers.
Yeah. Is there concern this week that it could get a little bit closer to the property? And are you looking at a plan to evacuate the animals?
I think regarding the animals, no plan there. We do feel they're safe. We have lots of water. And bison don't transport very well. And, you know, there'd probably be more harm to the animals by trying to transport them and get a big truck. They're wild animals, so they don't tolerate that really well, and it'd be difficult to do that. So to avoid injury, it's probably best just to keep them here in the front paddock with the sprinklers going.